成都七中2025至2026学年度高三下二诊模拟考试英语听力现在开始。
第一节，听下面五段录音，每段录音后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段录音后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段录音播放两遍。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。听下面的录音，回答第一小题。
Shall I call a taxi for you or drive you there by car?
No need. The Grand Hotel is within walking distance.
Shall I call a taxi for you or drive you there by car?
No need. The Grand Hotel is within walking distance.
听下面的录音，回答第二小题。
The coat was $125, but I got it for $100. I also got these gloves to go with the coat. They were $50, but I got them half price.
50% off? They're nice.
The coat was $125, but I got it for $100. I also got these gloves to go with the coat.They were $50, but I got them half price.
50% off? They're nice.
听下面的录音，回答第三小题。
Tell me what you are looking for.
It should be at least four bedrooms and a big sitting room.
Okay. May I ask how much you would spend?
No more than $300,000.
Tell me what you are looking for.
It should be at least four bedrooms and a big sitting room.
Okay. May I ask how much you would spend?
No more than $300,000.
听下面的录音，回答第四小题。
Jim really needs to be more careful.
Yes, he got coffee all over his new suit and the table.
I hope the power supply of his laptop is disconnected quickly enough. Jim really needs to be more careful.
Yes, he got coffee all over his new suit and the table.
I hope the power supply of his laptop is disconnected quickly enough.
听下面的录音，回答第五小题。
The sports center has two newly added pools, a heated baby pool and the other one for underwater diving. You can also have sailing lessons on the lake.
I know, but they're not starting diving lessons until next year, so there's only one choice left for me.
The sports center has two newly added pools, a heated baby pool,and the other one for underwater diving. You can also have sailing lessons on the lake.
I know, but they're not starting diving lessons until next year, so there's only one choice left for me.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段录音。每段录音后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段录音前， 你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，每小题都有五秒钟的作答时间，每段录音播放两遍。听下面的录音，回答第六和第七小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Do we still have far to go? This carry-on bag is really hurting my shoulder.
We're almost there. The plane's gate is just up those stairs there. Then we'll be home 2 hours later. What do you have in your bag anyway?
Oh, I picked up some toys for my kids. The prices are unbelievably cheap here in Hong Kong.
This must be your first trip here. I remember picking up many things when I first came here because they are much more expensive in our hometown.
Do we still have far to go? This carry-on bag is really hurting my shoulder.
We're almost there. The plane's gate is just up those stairs there. Then we'll be home 2 hours later. What do you have in your bag anyway?
Oh, I picked up some toys for my kids. The prices are unbelievably cheap here in Hong Kong.
This must be your first trip here. I remember picking up many things when I first came here because they are much more expensive in our hometown.
听下面的录音，回答第八和第九小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
There are so many wonderful areas we still haven't been to in North America yet.I bet Hollywood would be really exciting. Just think of all the movie stars we could see.
Oh, yeah. And after Los Angeles, we could drive up to San Francisco and see the Golden Gate Bridge and ride on a car.
You know, I've been wanting to go to California ever since I was a kid. I'd love to see Disneyland.
Oh, man, there are just too many choices. Everything sounds so good.
Yeah, it's hard to decide.There are so many wonderful areas we still haven't been to in North America yet. I bet Hollywood would be really exciting. Just think of all the movie stars we could see.
Oh, yeah. And after Los Angeles, we could drive up to San Francisco and see the Golden Gate Bridge and ride on a car.
You know, I've been wanting to go to California ever since I was a kid. I'd love to see Disneyland.
Oh, man, there are just too many choices.Everything sounds so good.
Yeah, it's hard to decide.
Listen to the recording. Answer the 10th to 12th questions. Now, you have 15 seconds to read these 3 questions.
Oh, there you are. I thought you were never going to come back.
Sorry, the canteen was packed, and I had to wait for ages. Then, when I got to the front of the line, they had hardly any food left, so I had to get you a slice of pizza. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I could eat anything.
Oh, all right then. So, what should we do after lunch?
Well, in order to register...We've got to go to the main building to get the new card and our examination results, and then go back to the admin building and pay the school fees. After that, we have to go to the notice board to find out about lectures for this term, and then we have to go to the library to...
Great. First, let's have our lunch.
Oh, there you are. I thought you were never going to come back.
Sorry, the canteen was packed, and I had to wait for ages. Then, when I got to the front of the line, they had hardly any food left, so I had to get you a slice of pizza. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I could eat anything.
Oh, all right then. So what should we do after lunch?
Well, in order to register, we've got to go to the main building to get the new card and our examination results, and then go back to the admin building and pay the school fees. After that, we have to go to the notice board to find out about lectures for this term, and then we have to go to the library to...
Great. First, let's have our lunch.
Welcome back, everyone. Now I'm talking to Nick Parker, the singer with the band Crispy. Nick, I have one question. Your sister Mel is in the band too, isn't she?
Yeah. We've been playing and singing together since we were young. Dad took us to hear the great bands playing live. Mel and I put on shows, but Mom didn't want us to get too serious about our music.
How was your band formed?
Two musicians from music school saw us playing in a concert. They asked if we'd like to form a band with them. We agreed to try it out.
How was the band in the first year?
The audience enjoyed our performance at the local concert. Then we recorded two songs and sent them to a music company. They asked us to join them, but our parents said we had to finish college first.
Have you experienced any letdown?
Everything we've recorded has done well. Three singles have gone to number one, and our first album has sold over 1 million copies. However, I've been ill recently, so we have to start recording our second album late, which is a pity.
Welcome back, everyone. Now I'm talking to Nick Parker, the singer with the band Crispy. Nick, I have one question. Your sister Mel is in the band too, isn't she?
Yeah. We've been playing and singing together since we were young. Dad took us to hear the great bands playing live. Mel and I put on shows. But Mom didn't want us to get too serious about our music.
How was your band formed?
Two musicians from music school saw us playing in a concert. They asked if we'd like to form a band with them. We agreed to try it out.
How was the band in the first year?
The audience enjoyed our performance at the local concert. Then we recorded two songs and sent them to a music company. They asked us to join them, but our parents said we had to finish college first.
Have you experienced any letdown?
Everything we've recorded has done well. Three singles have gone to number one, and our first album has sold over 1 million copies. However, I've been ill recently, so we have to start recording our second album late, which is a pity.
Hello, I'm Sarah Brown. I'm here to tell you about my job as a weather forecaster. I've been a weather forecaster for a television company for 7 years, And 2 years ago, I became head of the weather department, which has a staff of 11. Now I divide my time equally between presenting weather forecasting on television and managing the weather department. Since our news and weather service goes out all around the world, we all take turns to work at night. I prefer not to do the shows when I have to get up at 4 in the morning. I normally work an 8-hour day, and in that time I do 10 or 12 forecasts. Before doing a weather forecast, I look at data on the computer. This is the information I use in my forecasts. There isn't much time to remember what I have to say, but fortunately, I've never forgotten my words, so I don't get nervous. Because I'm on world news, people sometimes recognize me in really distant places. 5 years ago, I went to India with my husband. In a small village, an old man took me to have my photo taken with all his family. I also got some lovely letters. One person wrote to say that my smile made her feel happy all day. Hello, I'm Sarah Brown. I'm here to tell you about my job as a weather forecaster. I've been a weather forecaster for a television company for 7 years, and 2 years ago I became head of the weather department, which has a staff of 11. Now I divide my time equally between presenting weather forecasting on television and managing the weather department. Since our news and weather service goes out all around the world, we all take turns to work at night. I prefer not to do the shows when I have to get up at 4 in the morning. I normally work an 8-hour day, and in that time I do 10 or 12 forecasts. Before doing a weather forecast, I look at data on the computer. This is the information I use in my forecasts. There isn't much time to remember what I have to say, but fortunately, I've never forgotten my words, so I don't get nervous. Because I'm on world news, people sometimes recognize me in really distant places. 5 years ago, I went to India with my husband. In a small village, an old man took me to have my photo taken with all his family. I also got some lovely letters. One person wrote to say that my smile made her feel happy all day.
第二节到此结束。